Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, and welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. This is Dush Ramachandran, and my guest today is Lisa Lindahl, who is the author of the new book, Unleash the Girls. And she also happens to be the inventor of the sports bra. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you, Dush. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is certainly a very interesting topic, and I don't think I've ever had the privilege of interviewing someone with quite as interesting a background as yourself. So let's dive right into it. What caused you to invent the sports bra?
Well, I was a runner. It was the mid-70s, and along with everyone else who was engaging in the fitness revolution of the time, I took up running. I was running about 30 miles a week, and I really loved it. With one exception, my bouncing breasts were uncomfortable, and I was pulling up bra straps and getting chafing. And one day, my sister called me, and she had taken up jogging as well. And she said, "Whatever do you do about that discomfort from breast movement?" And I said, "I don't have a good solution." And she said, "Why isn't there a jock strap for women? Same idea, just a different part of the anatomy." And we laughed. We thought that was so funny. But when I hung up the phone, I thought, you know, that is a good idea. And I sat down and wrote all the things that such a garment would have to do. Straps couldn't fall off. It would have to minimize breast movement. But, oh, I don't sew. So that was the first obstacle.
Right.
But it started off as a joke. But I was really determined. I loved to run, and I wanted to solve this problem.
Right. Now, I imagine, of course, I mean, not being a woman myself, I can only, you know, think of it in conceptual terms. I imagine this is more of a problem for those women who, how do I put it delicately, who are better endowed than others, more generously endowed than others, I would imagine?
Well, you might think so. However, it does not play as large a part as you might think. I mean, imagine, if you will, trying to play basketball in your boxer shorts.
Right.
It's the same kind of set of problems. Really, it's about moisture management as well.
Sure.
As support and comfort. It really, and those straps falling down off your shoulders, it's really something. And of course, now when I came up with this idea in 1977, there was no such thing. You had to explain to people why a sports bra was needed. And now, of course, they're everywhere. No one would ever conceive that there was ever a time that there was not a sports bra.
Sure.
Just like they wouldn't conceive that there's ever a time that there wasn't an athletic shoe or shoes.
Sure.
Specifically for running.
Absolutely. So now, having invented the sports bra, what were some of the challenges you had to face to actually get this made and into production? So did you actually carry the idea forward into production, or did you take it to an existing hosiery manufacturer, like perhaps Maidenform or someone that existed at that time, and said, "Well, here's an idea. Why don't you make one of these?"
That's such a good question. Really, I had no business background, and my first thought was, of course, to take the idea to some big company, but that turned out to be fraught with all kinds of issues and challenges of its own. And I happened to have a very good friend who could sew, and she helped me make the first prototype, which actually was two jock straps cut in half and sewn back together. So the pouches became cups, and the straps crossed in the back. And then another person that I got in contact with was able to take it to a factory in South Carolina. Now, no existing factory would ever touch one product from a startup. They were used to doing, you know, thousands of items at an existing factory. But this was a small factory that was starting themselves. It was another entrepreneur. And they were just trying to get a leg up and get their own reputation going. So they actually started and making it cut. It's called a cut and sew operation. So we bought all the fabric and elastic, sent it to them, and they cut and sewed these bras and sent them back to my apartment in Burlington, Vermont, where we packaged and shipped them off. And I thought it was going to be a small little mail order business on the side while I put myself through school. I'd returned to finish my college degree, as so many women then did when they were older. Older, I was in my mid-20s.
Right.
Older then. And really, it was the right product at the right time. So to answer your question, we produced it ourselves. We got a family-based loan to buy the fabric and to pay for the cut and sew people in South Carolina, and went to the SBA, the Small Business Administration, and got through them. They made me write this business plan. Oh, good heavens.
Yep. Not much has changed since then.
Well, and thank heavens, because I have to say, sitting down and having to write out that business plan was one of the best things I ever did. I mean, it made me have to think about and think through elements of what it would take to start that business that otherwise would never have crossed my mind.
Right. So you started this, you designed the initial item, then you went into manufacturing, your friend helped you sew things together, and you started shipping out the sports bras. How did you get your first few customers? I mean, how did you make this idea known to your prospective customers?
Oh, well luckily, you know.
There was no Facebook advertising back then. There was no Google.
No Google, no internet, no social media, no computers.
No, right.
So we took out a little ad in one of the running magazines, and we knew nothing. I was an artist, a part-time student, a part-time secretary. We knew nothing about business or anything. But we took out an ad in a running magazine, and someone had told us, I'm sorry, I'm going all over the place, but I was clear that this was not lingerie, that this was a piece of athletic equipment, that all a woman needed was her shoes and her bra to go out for a run. And so we were going to sell it in sporting goods stores because there were a lot of independent sporting goods stores popping up. And also we were way too intimidated by the world of department store lingerie and all that.
Sure.
You know, so we put this little ad in, and someone had told us to say dealer inquiries invited, because I had thought this ad would be like for mail order, like women could, like my sister could say, oh yeah, I want one of those, so I'll send away for one. but this little line that said dealer inquiries invited. And I was not even clear whether or not a dealer was the same thing as a retail outfit. But the orders, they started coming in like crazy.
That's fabulous. I love that. Love that. So let's take a quick break. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we do have to take a break to pay the money, to pay the bills. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Lisa Lindahl, talking about her invention of the sports bra. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Lisa Lindahl, who is the author of the new book, Unleash the Girls. She also is the inventor of the sports bra. So the orders started to pour in after you put that little ad in the running magazine and you invited dealer inquiries. And so this is really a very cool part of the story, and I'd love to dive into this. But one of the things that I'd love for you to talk about, Lisa, is after you got this initial rush of orders for the sports bra, how did that whole venture change your life? But let's pick up the story where we left off before the break, where you put in this little ad in the running magazine, inviting dealer inquiries, and the orders started to pour in.
Yes, they did, and it changed my life immediately because I came in from a run one day and my telephone was ringing. It was in those days attached to the wall. I answered the phone and it was this gentleman saying, "Y'all looking for reps?" And I went, "What's a rep?" Mm-hmm. I had no idea what a sales rep was. And this wonderful man he said, "Are you new to sporting goods?" I said, "Yes." And he spent an hour and a half on the telephone with me in that moment and explained the entire sporting goods industry to me. What a sales rep was, how they operated, that they need samples, what a commission was, what the commission structure looked like. He gave me an entire course. I sat there taking notes as if I was still in class, and I hired him on the phone, over the phone. And then it literally, I can mark that moment as when my life began to change, because I stopped being, I had to quit. Business was so building so fast and furiously. I had to quit school, quit my job. I went on the road. We went to a trade. This man told me, you need to go to these trade shows. You need to hire other sales reps. And that's what I did. That was probably in October. In February, we went to the National Sporting Goods Trade Show in Chicago and got a booth, and I hired sales reps. I was too naive to know I should open regionally, you know, like area.
Sure.
So I hired sales reps all over the country and then went on the road and started working with them and learning how to sell.
That's awesome. And how did that journey take shape, and how did that then lead to, fast forward to say 30 years later, how did that, or 25 years later, how did that lead to your writing the book Unleash the Girls?
Many things happened. First of all, I was never a salesperson, so what I was doing was educating people about the need for a sports bra and how it worked. And everybody's got something, right? Everybody's got something. And
sure.
In my case, we were women in a male-dominated industry, in a male-dominated world, and I have epilepsy. So I didn't even have a driver's license when I started this business. And for me to travel with people I didn't know well,
oh yes,
the country I didn't know well, these were all challenges that I had to confront and face and deal with. My business partner was very different from me. We were very different people, and she did not coddle my challenges at all, which was both a blessing and a curse. So we built the business, and our strengths were different and our weaknesses were different. And that was a good thing. But it was busy all the time. I mean, we were growing an average of 25% per year for the 12 years that it was privately held. At which point we sold it to the business to a large corporation. And I'm fond of saying that if building and running the business was my master's, my MBA, selling the company was getting a PhD.
Oh, I can imagine. And so you started the company in the mid-70s, right? And you sold the company 12 years later, so that would have been late 80s?
Correct. I think we sold it in 1990, actually.
Okay.
And you asked, why did I write the book? I wrote the book quite a bit later, Unleash the Girls. And although it says, you know, it's the untold, well, it is the untold story of the invention of the sports bra and how it changed the world and me, because although the storyline is about inventing the sports bra and running the company, really it is about relationships and how everything is a relationship. Everything is relationships. And the most important relationship is the one with ourselves.
Sure.
And facing our challenges and getting to the edge of our comfort zone and pushing through. The only way we can succeed is in anything is by doing that. And looking at even what our definition of success is. I mean, right today, the original jog bras in the Smithsonian's Museum of American History as an iconic object. And
it's amazing.
It's also in the Metropolitan Museum of Art's costume collection as a revolutionary piece of women's underwear. And my partners and I have just been inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame.
That's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
And You know, for me, I was just solving my own problem about running, not realizing that it wasn't just my problem, that this...
Sure. It's a universal problem.
Well, having the correct... It's the old thing of having the correct tool, having the right the right tool to get the job done. Having that distraction taken away from my experience of running was a problem that so many girls and women had. And being out there on the field and becoming friends with your body and getting stronger, it was empowering.
Absolutely. So let's look at it this way. We just have another minute to go in this segment. So in the time we have, let's quickly talk about what are the three things that, or maybe just the one thing, what's the primary thing that you learned as a result of inventing the sports bra, running that business, growing that business for 12 years, selling it to a large corporation? So if you were to distill all of that into one learning that you would wish to give yourself, that one lesson that you would wish to give your younger self, the young woman that, you know, decided that she needed to fix this problem when you were a runner, what would that one lesson be?
Trust yourself.
Nice. So did you feel like you could have afforded to trust yourself a little bit more?
Yes. One of the things I talk about in the book, Unleash the Girls, is the fact that one of the betrayals was that of the sisterhood. You know, my partner was a woman and I expected women for women, the product sure. by women for women. And one of the things that became clear is that whether or not we're talking about the sisterhood or the brotherhood, really what it is humanhood. You know, we need to pay attention to our humanity. And as much as sisterhood and brotherhood can be bonding, those concepts, they can also be polarizing. And that, again, all relationships begin with our relationship with ourselves.
Yeah, that sounds just about right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Lisa Lindahl.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
LPO, Landing Page Optimization, where we make marketers great using design, data, psychology, and attitude. Join our host, Brian Massey, best known as the Conversion Scientist, as he sits down with leading marketers to help you create campaigns that deliver. LPO, only on webmasterradio.fm.
It passes before it's noticed. A slight rising of the eyebrows, a widening of the eyes. It may be accompanied by an almost imperceptible inhalation. The heart adds a beat like a quiet exclamation point on the experience. Within a tenth of a second, the reaction has passed, but not without leaving its mark. Someone found what they're looking for. Does your website deliver impulses to act? It can. Intended Consequences is the podcast for digital marketers who see their job as changing hearts and minds. If you're frustrated, bored, or in a rut, it's time to spread your wings with me, Brian Massey, and my guests. Find out how successful, curious, creative, and data-driven marketers are making a difference on purpose. Visit intendedpodcast.com or find us where you get your podcasts. Intended Consequences, marketing on purpose.
Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company, distribution to almost every podcast portal, an embeddable player for your website, an ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts, and much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect, only on webmasterradio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Lisa Lindahl, the author of the new book, Unleash the Girls, and the inventor of the original sports bra. So Lisa, before the break, we were talking about the one lesson. If you were to encapsulate everything you've learned into one lesson that you would give to your younger self, what that would be, and your response to that was that it would be trust in yourself. And you made a really good point following that, where you said you believed in the existence of a sisterhood, or the sisterhood amongst women, where it's, you know, women helping one another. But I think you reached a point where you made a much larger point, which is that it's not just a sisterhood or a brotherhood. It is humanhood, where we help one another and we don't necessarily discount our humanity. It's not to be broken up into our gender or our nationality, the color of our skin, or any of these other distinguishing characteristics, but rather just our humanity. That was an extraordinarily powerful point. So what would your desire be? What would be the desired objective of the book? What point, what message do you want to get across to the world?
Well, exactly what we were just speaking about, that we all have our challenges, our difficulties, and it is by living through our vulnerabilities and having the inner strength and the strength of character to do that, and looking at what our yardstick is, really, how do we define our success? And that is a process of self-reflection that helps build our relationship with ourself, which gives us compassion for others as well as for ourselves, and builds that humanhood. You know, there's too much polarization in the cultures on the globe these days. And I would hope that by telling the story, you know, Muriel Rukhauser says, she has this great line, she says, the universe is not built of atoms, it's built of stories. And I hope that the story of Unleash the Girls shows how my relationship with my partner, with the people I worked with, and with myself morphed and grew and changed. And it produced a product that had an enormous effect on a lot of people. I had no idea it would have this effect. I was just solving my own problem, because I had compassion for myself. And yet, by going forward, by pushing through, by facing my own fears and choosing to continue to work with someone that was difficult for me to work with, a lot of good came out of that. It is ironic. It is wonderful. So I would hope the message that the people reading Unleash the Girls receive is a positive one and one that supports the importance of looking beyond and in looking inward and beyond all at the same time, because it in fact is the same thing.
Nice. And the book is available where books are sold, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Books a Million, etc.
Absolutely. All your online retailers, as well as your local bookstore, then they can order it. And you can also go on my website, which is www.lisalindahl.com. You can buy the books there as well. And I would really appreciate hearing from anyone that reads them. I'd love feedback.
How might somebody get in connection with you directly, Linda?
Lisa, excuse me. Everybody does that. Same way, www.lisalindahl.com. You can reach me through there. Just hit the contact button. And I'd love to hear from you.
Wonderful. Lisa, thank you so much for your time. And to our listeners, yeah, check out Unleash the Girls. It's a great read, and I would recommend it. Thank you so much, Lisa. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you so much, Dush. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.